Good evening, good morning, wherever you are. This is the King David Fitness Podcast. And today we're going to talk about intermittent fasting. But first, a little update on the podcast. We just got our logo finished. Ooh. And then I also bought two microphones. Got to learn how to use those this next week's show. And we'll be starting to have guests on the show and talking training, talking nutrition, talking sports, you know, all that good stuff. All right, so let's talk about intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting, what is that? I mean, some people have heard about it, some people are doing it, and some people have their own ideas about the right way to go about intermittent fasting. But first, let's talk about what intermittent fasting is. Intermittent fasting, or IF for short, is essentially a fast where there is no nutrients that are put in the body for a certain period of time. And you know, you can drink coffee, tea, but no sugar, no milk, cream, or anything like that, just water during the fast. And it is exactly a fast. It lasts generally between 12 to 16 hours. For men, the recommended fasting hours is like between 14 to 16, and for women, between 12 to 14. And another thing, women should not be intermittent fasting every day. You should use it as a tool to help accelerate any fat burning that you want to achieve. But more on that later. So that's essentially what intermittent fasting, the definition of it is. It means that you're fasting for a period of time. Then you have a feeding window. And this whole notion is actually just about restricting the time at which you eat. So you basically eat the same amount of food. If you don't know how much food you're eating on a daily basis, that is like the number one first thing that you should know. We'll do another podcast on that, but I'll explain how to determine how many calories you should be eating per day, including protein, fat, and carbs. But essentially, if you're eating the same amount of calories, but in a smaller window, and this is called time-restricted feeding, then essentially you will lose weight. Now remember, why does this happen? It's not something magical. It's totally normal. It's totally something that your body has evolved over the eons that we've been around as mammals. And you can see it in even mammals today when they hibernate. They go into a low power mode in which their body will use the stored fat on the body in order to sustain itself and keep itself alive. And that is essentially what we are doing when we do intermittent fasting. So I did intermittent fasting for a year, year and a half actually, and it's awesome. It's great. It's a great tool for keeping the weight off if you don't have control over your nutrition. If you have control over your nutrition, well, you don't really need intermittent fasting, and you can use it as a tool to help accelerate fat loss. But if you don't have control over your nutrition, meaning you're not sure what you're eating from a day-to-day basis, intermittent fasting can be an excellent tool to help you achieve some of your body goals or help you lose weight or just keep you on track with nutrition so you're eating more balanced. Now, some may say, okay, well, I have to fast for 12 hours. Are you kidding me? That's a long time. Or even 16 hours. And yeah, it can seem long, but if you start small and then gradually increase the time that you fast, eventually you can get to the 16 hours. Now, I've done 16, I've done all the way to 20 hours. And I generally don't personally like to be in the 16 to 20 hour zone. If I intermittent fast, I think between 12 to 14 hours is perfect for me. And that's because, you know, I was a skinny kid growing up. And so my metabolism runs very fast. But if you were an overweight kid growing up, then your metabolism is probably slower. And so a longer fasting period of 16 to 20 hours might be really good for you and perfect. But for me, my metabolism is just constantly running, and I move around all the time, and you know, I fidget. So these things will cause a lot of calories to be burned. Now, just in terms of the whole, you know, how do you execute this, right? Now, what I used to do when I would do, or what I do when I do intermittent fasting is I'll eat normally on the first day. And then I'll just stop eating, or I'll just record the time at which I stop eating. So generally, I'll stop eating somewhere around 11 o'clock at night, sometimes all the way even until 12, just because I'm just feeding until I fall asleep. And I'm not overeating because I'm staying inside of my calories and my macros. I'm just doing what we call macro soup, and that's to basically look at whatever macros are left that you didn't eat during the day, and now you get to eat those as snacks. I'll cover that in another podcast. That's a very interesting topic, and it's actually quite fun when you're in shape. But if you're not in shape, don't be doing this. Anyhow, so what I would do is I generally stop eating around 12 o'clock, and then I would just, you know, fast. I would basically, you know, fall asleep and, or go to sleep. And so when I wake up, you know, 6 to 8 hours later, I've already got 6 to 8 hours of the fast completed. And so when I wake up, I just chug a lot of water and just stay completely hydrated. And it's important to know that during the fast that your body is not going to die. Hunger pains are just, it's just a hormone called ghrelin, which gets secreted to tell you, oh, you normally eat during this time, so let's eat. Okay, that's all it's telling you. It doesn't mean that you're dying. It doesn't mean that you're going to collapse. You have tons of energy on your body. Even at my stage, when I was in contest prep at, you know, 4.5-5%, I could still survive for 30 days without any additional food because of how much fat you're actually carrying on your body. So it's really just more of a psychological thing. And the way you get through it is you drink water until you need something more. And then you use something like coffee, black coffee. Or I used to like having a cold brew, no sugar, no cream, nothing like that. Or you can have green tea. So all those things are good. You can even have branched chain amino acids. That for me is the perfect one. A lot of people say that it breaks your fast, but in fact, it's not really true. The branched chain amino acids only pulse your insulin. They don't break the fast. The insulin subsides. And so you go right back into fat burning mode. That's the whole point of it, right? Anyhow, so I'd wake up, you know, I already got 6 to 8 hours done. And if I went to bed at 12, then I could start breaking my fast at 12, between 12 and 2. And that's great because think about all the time you save. You wake up in the morning, you just chug water, go about your day, get going, go to the office. You know, you can even get some low intensity cardio in and head to the office, grab a coffee on the way, you know, do your normal morning routine, but without the problem of having to prepare food and wondering what you're going to eat and worrying about this and that. You get to the office, you're super productive because your body is essentially running on your fat reserves. So it switches into this mode where, you know, it starts burning your fat and then producing ketones. And ketones are an alternative source of energy that your body produces when you don't give it any nutrients, okay? So it turns your fat into ketone bodies. And those ketones can be used in place of glucose, all right, from carbs or even from stored fat. Now, ketone bodies are interesting because they really enhance your mental acuity, concentration, and cognitive abilities. So those ketones are very, very helpful. That's why you'll hear people who do intermittent fasting, when they're in the fasted state, they're just on point. They get so much, they're so productive. Actually, I really miss that part about IF. I'm not doing it now because I'm focusing on putting on mass. But, you know, when you're cutting, intermittent fasting is a great tool. Anyhow, your cognitive abilities go up. You're much more in tune with what needs to get done, the tasks that need to be executed. Yeah. So, I mean, intermittent fasting is a great tool for that. So then, you know, I'd go about the course of my day. I would get to around 12 to 2, and, you know, it's time for lunch. So team lunch, go out with the homies, whatever it is. And then, you know, you break the fast, and then you just eat normally. If you're on a nutritional plan, you'd eat your plan at that point. For me, I generally would have a protein shake, and then, you know, wait about an hour or so, and then, you know, really hydrate, and then get ready for my training. It's a great way to do it. And then once you're done with training, basically your body is so primed for the nutrients that everything you put in your body at that point, it's going to get used. So carbs, fat, protein, I mean, it is amazing. So anyhow, if you don't have a nutritional plan, use intermittent fasting. You will lose fat for sure. And if you train with it, make sure you have nutrition in check, because your muscle will get wasted. The other thing is, if you are training and intermittent fasting, unless you're doing it for cutting, there's really no reason to do that. You should really have greater control over your nutrition and your sleep. But if you are training with intermittent fasting and you intend to bulk with it, and there are people who do that, it just is not the optimal environment, I think. You will need to have some pretty calorically dense meals, because your feeding window will be somewhere between 8 and 12 hours. So at that point, you really want to get meals in, because you'll probably be able to just swallow maybe 2.5-3 meals. So imagine if you know, are eating 3,000 calories a day, that's 1,000 calories per meal. So at that point, you'll have to really decide your fuel source, okay? Now, you can have some carbs, but, you know, eating 2,000 calories of carbs is really difficult unless you're eating junk food. And so at that point, if you're doing intermittent fasting, it may be a better idea, if you're training, is to go more of a ketogenic approach or a low-carb approach. And or a balanced approach. So it depends on how you react. But really, the most important thing is to have a starting point and then gauge what's happening to your body over a course of 2 weeks to determine if you're carrying or holding fat. As you get more used to it, you can even determine if the nutrition plan is not working for you almost after 3 or 4 days. But those are for more advanced people. Like, I can tell after maybe even 2 days if I'm going to hold fat from a night of drinking or, you know, some kind of other indulgence like food. Anyhow, so then basically you would break your fast. You try to fit all of the calories that you need to eat for the day within those 3 meals or 4 meals or, you know, 5 meals, depending on, you know, how hungry you can make yourself. I found it kind of difficult to fit all the calories in that I needed. Otherwise, I loved intermittent fasting. Like, a 12-hour intermittent fast is perfect for me. I think it's great. 12 to 14 hours for skinny guys, you know, 14 to 16 for the fatter guys, you know, us girthy individuals. All right, so that's it. Intermittent fasting, it's a great tool. But to use it as a complete lifestyle, I think that's probably not the best idea. Unless your lifestyle is so chaotic that you have no control over what you put in your mouth. Then I think it's a great idea. So those are my 2 cents on intermittent fasting. Awesome tool. I'll probably use it again in a few months when I do a cut. But that's it. Thanks very much, and have a great night. Remember, the journey is the reward.